even after years of football, farming, and sad diet, Seth Payne can still get excited.
I peed all over myself. I'm peeing right now. Oh, my God. Oh, oh,
oh. This is What's Moving Seth's Needle. On Houston's Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610.
It doesn't seem like it was that... Oh, I always mess that up. It doesn't seem like that was that long ago that I went off on Cody that way. Right? Where I was... that was where I was imitating. I was imitating in the loop. But I feel like the whole reason we started this segment was that it feels like it sometimes that I'm becoming more and more emotionally dead inside. I'm trying to re-enliven. I'm trying to awaken those things that used to happen. One thing, I feel pride in my heart for Paul Gallant, because since Paul has joined the show, he's been here 2 months, and for the last 2 months, we've been the number one morning sports show in town. So I credit exclusively Paul Gallant with a tip of the cap to Ryan McGredden, the program director, who is probably... probably gets a little bonus or something.
Well, thank you for the compliments, yeah. But it would not be the same if I was not working with you two, because I don't have to do that much work anymore. You know, this is my
you do a,
dude,
you do a bunch of work. That. There's no coincidence that I've started churning out the podcasts all of a sudden. It's like I just get to sit here and I get to talk like 40% less. Because I went from talking, well, realistically more than that, because I went from talking like 75% of the time with Mike and I to now I try to talk a third of the time. I know I'm not doing as well with
it. It would
be
interesting if someone had some kind of software to figure out what the percentage was talking before and after,
yeah,
and see what those actual percentages are. That would be kind of interesting to look at.
So speaking of those good feelings that you have for younger folk, I'm reading this book yesterday, and they start talking about oxytocin. And this is my word to you both as well. Sometimes young men start feeling like, oh, maybe I'm not cut out to be a parent or something, or I can't imagine myself doing this.
Yep.
There's this neurotransmitter called oxytocin, which I kind of knew about beforehand, but it's responsible for making you feel attached to things. When you have a child, you're vasopressin. You get more vasopressin, which makes you more responsive to oxytocin. I don't know. Basically, you get chemically rewired to be more like of a nurturing dad type of dude.
Okay.
Which is probably why it's death to some athletes. But good for you as a father.
I have a follow-up. So, all right. So this hormone or whatever, neuron, whatever the thing
neurotransmitter.
Is. Neurotransmitter. It makes sense. You feel connected to the child. You're more nurturing.
Yeah.
Does it make you more likely to feel in a monogamous sort of way?
Probably maybe temporarily.
Okay.
Until you run into some good strange. I don't know. Okay. I guess I had the wandering eye kind of. It left me before I had a child. Like I didn't. I was very ready to get married when I got married.
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I don't
that
know.
Makes sense.
I don't. Yeah, that's a good question though. Does it make you more monogamous?
Yeah. Someone's got to know in the audience.
They think that some people think that there might be something biological that happens when your kids get to the age of 7. That at some point, that's where those first 7 years are when, like, evolutionarily, it's really important for the father to be around. And then maybe when the youngest child is 7, that's when the wandering eye starts, because you're kind of like, no more.
I'll say that I don't know as far as the monogamous side of things for me that I have this. What kind of thing is it again?
Neurotransmitter.
Oxytocin.
Yes. Oxytocin.
And vasopressin.
But I definitely have an attachment syndrome of sorts with all sorts of people in my life. I get really upset when people leave my life.
Oh, really?
You get
separation anxiety?
Not that as much as I don't like it when someone that I consider myself to be a friend with all of a sudden just stops putting in that same effort. Like, I get really upset about it because I always try to maintain them. This is something I learned when I first moved to Florida after my parents got divorced. I would try to maintain all my relationships with my friends up in Massachusetts, which was tough. Why?
Because it doesn't happen. Most people aren't friends with, like, most of the high
school
friends.
I was best man at the wedding of my best friend.
Your friends will fall away like dead skin off your scalp.
But they haven't yet,
as you get older.
What
I'm saying is, like, look, you'll find that there are some relationships that are worth maintaining. And if anything, the biggest thing is, it's not that you can't maintain the relationship. Don't be sensitive about it. Like friends you'll talk to twice a year, and you know what? That's fine.
Yeah.
Like, do you need to, like, hi, how are you doing today? Just wanted to check in.
But they live in my world, and they need to know that.
Okay, well, we'll stick with the oxytocin theme. this made me feel something, and I told you guys about this earlier. My wife, Brandy, if you're listening at home, turn off the radio because I know you hate this story. But one of the most heart-wrenching things I've seen in the last month on the internet was when I saw a baby sloth gripping a tree. And I don't know if it was a baby sloth. It was a small sloth. And it had that little sloth smile on its face, and it looked so happy. And then all of a sudden, it slowly looked off to the left because that's what they're slow. And you see this puma claw come up and grab the sloth and kill it in like 4 seconds.
Should have gotten a job.
I've been laying around. So just stay away from that. If you see sloth getting eaten by puma, it's not like of the exciting nature video variety where you see a lion chase down the weakest gazelle or anything. It's no good. It's no good.
I'm looking at it. Oh boy, this is... Oof.
Yeah, you're looking at it. It's tough to watch, isn't it?
Yeah. Good for the cat. It was International Cat Day yesterday. Good for the cat. I'm a big fan of the cats. Big fan of pumas.
True International Cat Day. I'm all about the domestic cats. Here we go. This is one of my favorite people on the internet. This is the exact opposite of what we just saw. This is Texans Bill and what he wants to see tonight in the Kansas City game.
Texans Bill here. Hey, baby. It's time. Preseason starts tomorrow for our Houston Texans. And here are three things that I'm looking for in that first preseason game. Sorry about that. Number one, the offensive line. I just want to see how they come out there. Obviously, Rankin's on the pup, the PUP, if you know me. But, you know, the inside's a little different. I have some new guardage going on. Henderson, Davenport. Lord help us, but I want to see what they do against bodies. Number two. The secondary, man, I want to see Matthai, Honey Badger. I want to see him. I want to see how they line up Kareem. Most importantly, Kevin Johnson. Can he go a series without complaining to the ref about somebody catching a ball on him because he weren't covering him right? Number three, and this is the most important. Can Brandon Weed show enough to take the starting quarterback position away from Deshaun Watson? He's going to have probably 3 full quarters to do it. I mean, it might happen, guys. I want to see it. I want to see the weed man. Not like the herb. Brandon Sweden.
There you go. That's Texans Bill at the Reliant on Twitter.
The_Reliant
on Twitter. A quick point about Texans Bill, who are all actually at the Reliant on Twitter. Might be one of the smartest comedians I've seen on Twitter. The way he blends kind of like pretending he's a moron, but then with some really smart observations.
Yeah.
And actually some like pretty nuanced football points. Yeah, he educated me about like the draft process this year. I don't think he has a college degree. Like,
Who cares?
I think he works. No, that's my point.
Like,
we've reached this point in society where there are people who drink their way through college for 4 years and then are deemed more qualified for like 75% of the high paying jobs out there than like people that started working when they were 18. And it annoys me. It bothers me. I've got one of my cousin Clay, who's like one of the most brilliant people I know, just was working part time in HVAC and got identified as this really smart kid. So he started working like full time in a management position by the time he was 20 and never went to college. But like, if he were to all of a sudden find himself out on the street, some schlub with a general studies degree that got drunk every night for 4 years is more qualified than him.
You're right about the Reliant. Whenever the Reliant is in my mentions, it's usually because he's questioning some take that I've had in a very nuanced way. And I'm like,
yeah,
damn it, just stop.
He's not just the stupid guy in the video.
Yeah, quiet.
The other two guys, too, I would point this out. Clint Shane on Twitter and Jackie Goss on Twitter.
I think their humor's above me.
Two of the more, no, they are. It's hard. Like, sometimes I try to join in with them, and it's just too.
Am I allowed to sit with you guys?
It's this anti-humor where, like, they're pretending to be morons, but as they're being morons, they're making these brilliant takes and observations on society. It's just, you'll get into
it. Just want to be your friend.
It's almost like a Houston version of a PFT commenter.
Yes.
Which makes it even better because it's all local stuff a lot of times.
You know what the best part is? They don't take themselves too seriously, nor do they take this or us too seriously.
No.
That's the best part.
Yeah. Oh, Jackie was weighing in earlier when we were talking about athletes whose voices don't match the performance. Mike Tyson would probably be the all-time.
That would be
Jackie and a couple of other listeners on the text line pointed that out. My neighbor, Young kid named Jordan. He's a sophomore at Clear Falls High School. I just want to tip my cap to him because yesterday I get the ringing doorbell, which frankly, like in my neighborhood, I'm like, what the hell? There's not supposed to be there's measures to keep this from happening. I don't ever want to see any stranger at my door.
It's unique nowadays.
But I see like, oh, it's this kid, and I think I recognize him. He's a new kid from down the street. Hey, props to all you kids that are going around door-to-door fundraising right now. Because you can tell, like, he was a little bit nervous, you know, but he's going out and doing it because he's raising money for the football team. I bought the $20 package of coupons I'll probably never use, but it was cool. I think back to my childhood, and I think that might have been the most stressful thing I ever did. Like, even more so than wrestling. Wrestling, where you have to go out, like, in front of a crowd in tights before you've gone through puberty, and get your ass kicked by some senior. That wasn't as bad as like going door to door and asking for money. So props to Jordan and any other kid out there that's doing right now, especially in the heat.
I couldn't do it. I don't know, Nick Wright.
Were you always like one of the underperformers? On your fundraising?
I never did that fundraising.
You just didn't do it.
I just didn't go
out and sell the candy or anything?
I remember when they gave the presentations, I'm like, oh my God, you can like sell all this and get all these fun prizes.
Yeah.
And I think like I got my grandmother once to subscribe to some magazine or something
like
that.
You got the family members.
Yeah, that's what you have
They'll
to
buy
do.
Anything.
Yeah. I remember Nick Wright talking, not directly really connected to that, but he talked about how he was like selling frozen steaks door to door.
Oh, you're a steak guy. Those guys are aggressive.
Yeah.
Holy crap. I bought a bunch of steak once just to get the guy to leave.
Was it good?
No. Nothing particular. Now, this guy wasn't the big company that you see a lot of times doing this. Hey, everybody, somebody text in 713-572-4610. When I drive down 45 South and like once every 3 months, I see a big truck selling steaks for like $2 a piece out of the back in the Dick's parking lot. Tell me if that's worth it or if I'm going to get some foodborne illness if I do that. It's a ridiculous thing. It's like 15 steaks for $15 or something.
Is it frozen back there?
I don't know. I'm going to stop and examine, but I'm scared of how aggressive those steak salesmen are. I'll do one real quick. The Raiders apparently want offensive tackle Donald Penn to take a pay cut. I say to you what many of our callers and texters will say when a player wants to hold out. Honor the contract.
Yeah.
Honor the contract. All hail the contract. The contract is king. Hey, you signed it, Reggie McKenzie. Honor the contract.